We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We want to get some analysis of the situation with Turkey and Syria and the invasion. And we bring in the Director of International Security for the Asia-Pacific Foundation in London, Dr. Sajan Gohel. Doc, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good to be with you.
So talk to me about the invasion, which is now underway as Turkey's invading northern Syria.
Well, this was in the offing for a while. There had been talk for the last 6 months that Turkey wanted to conduct what they call a security operation to create a safe zone between Turkey and Syria. It's ostensibly to dismantle the infrastructure that had been created by the Kurds who had defeated ISIS. And where it becomes complicated is that Turkey is a NATO ally of the West, but the Kurds were absolutely instrumental in defeating ISIS. Without the Kurds, ISIS would not have had the setbacks that they've had to face.
Doc, is this more about invading Syria and creating that buffer, or is it more about attacking the Kurds specifically?
Well, the two are directly interconnected, I'm afraid. The Turkish government of President Erdogan has a pathological obsession with the Kurds. They have Kurds in their own country as well that have been wanting autonomy in some cases and independence in other cases, and that has upset many Turks in the past. And their worry is that if the Kurds in Syria become more independent, more stronger, it could have a knock-on effect inside Turkey.
Other than the fact that Turkey hates the Kurds, do they have any other interest in Syria, and what do they think of Assad?
Well, it's a complicated relationship that Turkey and Syria have, because when the crisis in Syria began several years ago, Erdogan of Turkey had a falling out with Assad, and in many ways he turned a blind eye to the activities of foreign terrorist fighters from the West who joined ISIS, from traveling from Turkey into Syria. So Syria was very much the funnel for Turkey to move people back and forth. Now, even though the Assad regime and Erdogan haven't fixed their issues, the problem still remains between them. You have the Kurds as well, on the other hand. And then you also have the role of Russia in the background, who may try and exploit the situation for their own purposes.
We're talking to the Director of International Security for the Asia-Pacific Foundation in London, Dr. Sajan Gohel. Doc, a lot of people have been very critical of the president's decision to abandon the Kurds and pull out of Syria, of that part of Syria. And they feel that will embolden the Islamic State to kind of reconstitute and make a comeback. Do you agree with that or disagree?
I'm afraid I do agree with it. I cannot understand the logic for why President Trump has allowed Turkey to conduct this operation. What I was saying earlier is important to reiterate, is that without the Kurds, ISIS would not have been defeated. Turkey was very much an inconsistent ally when it came to ISIS. Sometimes it would turn a blind eye to the activities. Sometimes it would cooperate. It was the Kurds that were very much on the front line. And we have to remember that the Kurds are secular. They actually believe in democracy, in creating democratic institutions. And by letting Turkey conduct these operations, we are now effectively dismantling that system. There are prisons in northeast Syria, which the Kurds have been controlling, where tens of thousands of ISIS fighters are there, including their wives and children, some of whom are radicalized. What's going to happen to those people? Are they going to disappear into the ether? Are they going to rejoin the dregs of ISIS? A lot of question marks at place. And there were a lot of U.S. soldiers that had established strong working relationship with the Kurds, and they themselves were very reluctant to be pulled out at the last minute from northeast Syria. So there are problems, I'm afraid, in this decision, and it could have repercussions for all of us in the future.
while pulling out of northern Syria to make way for Turkey to do this. President Trump at the same time threatened to obliterate Turkey's economy if they do anything, quote, inhumane. What do you make of that?
Well, it's difficult to understand what that means, because the fact is that Turkey's already conducted airstrikes in northeast Syria, and they're saying dozens of civilians have already been killed. So does that mean that President Trump now acts on his threat? And we also need to remember that Turkey was in the process of buying the S-400 missiles from Russia, which the United States was very much against, and even threatened sanctions on that. Subsequently, Turkey has purchased those S-400 missiles, and no sanctions have been forthcoming. So the Turks may feel that President Trump is just talking and not really intending to carry out his threats.
Let me add this to it. NATO could sanction their own member if Turkey crosses some sort of line too, right?
Technically, NATO could censure Turkey for sure, but I doubt that will happen. Unfortunately, Turkey is still seen as a very key ally in NATO because of its geographic proximity to Syria and Iraq. And for that reason, the NATO allies, even though they're not happy about the operation, they're not going to actually take any significant processes to punish Turkey, I'm afraid. So Turkey will be able to conduct their operations without any problems, and the fallout, humanitarian fallout, the social, political, and even economic ramifications, we are yet to fully see.
Well, thank you for the insight as always. Appreciate it very much, and have a great day.
My pleasure. Good talking to you.
That's the Director of International Security for the Asia Pacific Foundation in London, Dr. Sajan Gohel.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.